This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
We continue on this Thursday afternoon. Always a pleasure when the Attorney General for the state of Minnesota, Keith Ellison, joins us. Keith is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. I'm trying to keep track of you in your position and the Trump administration in their position and a number of areas of legal disagreements. It's not one, it's not two. You have multiple issues with the Trump administration. Yeah. For you right now, in your position, what is your greatest concern for the state of Minnesota in what the Trump administration has offered up so far?
My greatest concern, and of course all of it is a concern, but my greatest concern is that the way that we make law in America is being flipped on its head. Historically, if you want to change a law, you introduce it in Congress, you get it passed through Congress, and you sign it into law. But the president is relying on executive orders to do all these things that really should be going through a congressional process. Take, for example, his executive order to freeze $3 trillion that Congress has already approved. Congress has already approved it. The Congress has the power of the purse. The president doesn't have the authority. That's why we were able to get his freeze frozen in court. And it's just the way we do things. In America, there's a reason there's a committee hearing process. There's a reason there's an amendment process. There's a reason that bills go through a process, and that is so we can try to find the problems, figure out how things are going to impact everybody, and then pass a good law. Well, the president said, nah, I'm just going to do it my way. And that's the way that the United States of America was founded. The colonists went to war with somebody who thought they could just send out dictates to the colonies, and we all know what happened. I mean, bottom line is the United States is a country of laws, not a dictator, not one person who just says, here's what we're going to do, and the president has to abide by law. So I guess that's my biggest problem.
Sure. Let me ask it this way. You've answered it in some way, but for the Trump voter who is listening right now, who says, we just had an election, the president won, and on the Electoral College side, he won decisively, that he deserves the deference that the office gets, and he or she believes you are an impediment to the president, what do you say to that person?
I say to that person, look, we both love this country. We love it because it's a country of laws, and no one person, even if they win an election, gets to just do whatever they want. Even the president has to allow Congress to make appropriations. Even the president can't change the Constitution of the United States. Birthright citizenship has been in American law for, I would say, at least 200 years, but there's precedent as far back as 160 years ago in the 14th Amendment and constitutional precedent 127 years ago when the Supreme Court issued its ruling in 1898. So, I mean, it's been, the president can't just do what they want. That's what makes America America. And not Saudi Arabia, where the king does whatever he wants. And so I would say to my Republican neighbors, friends, Trump supporters, you can do what you can do everything that is contained in those executive orders. Just do it through the regular order. Introduce a bill, have it debated in Congress, and pass it. And you got a trifecta in the Congress. What's the problem? Well, you know, the problem is he doesn't want to do it that way. And so that's what I say to my fellow Americans though we have differences of opinion on things, I pray that we share the idea that the country should be operated based on law.
Let me pick up on just this same idea, because a number of texts are coming in from individuals who are supporters of the president who say, Joe Biden also was issuing executive order after executive order after executive order, and they don't feel like you were standing up to those, that you're using your personal political beliefs when you agree with Joe Biden to pass on that activity, whereas you differ politically with Donald Trump, and thus you're responding differently to him. What do you say to those folks?
What I would say to those folks, with respect, that if Joe Biden passed an executive order, which I believe conflicted with a law of the United States or the Constitution, I would challenge him. And I can name examples where I took issue with things that President Obama did. But the thing is, ask yourself why we've been winning in court. It's because of a few things. One is something called the Administrative Procedures Act, which requires, you know, when you are going to make a new rule, administrative rule, you've got to go through a certain kind of a procedure, and it can't be arbitrary, capricious, things like that. And so we're winning because the president, the current president, is not operating according to law. If the president operates according to law, you're right. I may not like some of the things that he's doing, but then I would say you're just wrong on the substance. I wouldn't say foul, you're violating the law. So I hope they understand the difference. Yes, Obama and Biden issued executive orders. If I would have found a legal basis to say you can't do that, I certainly would have done it, but there was not, and not that I ever saw. And so, you know, it's not just a partisan thing. It's not just whose side are you on. It is a matter of protecting the procedure laid out in the Constitution of the United States. So I am glad you're asking me what Trump supporters, my neighbors, fellow Minnesotans, I'm glad to be in at least an indirect conversation with them, because this is not just a partisan thing. It's very serious. And I'll just say this, you know, he's you know, there's all kinds of problems attacking the press, threatening local officials. And these are the procedure of our country. We have a right to speak out. We have a right to make our own laws in Minnesota. We have a 10th Amendment, which says that every state doesn't have to be like every other state, and it does not have to be like the federal government.
Can I jump in on that and pick up on that part?
Go for it.
Because Pam Bondi, the Attorney General, sent you and others a letter just 2 days ago, because the president and many Republicans have talked often the last couple of years about banning transgender girls and women from competing in sports. Okay. And that has become a big political issue. And so the president issued an order on that. You and two other states have defied that. So Pam Bondi basically said, you should be on notice. We will hold states accountable that violate federal law. What do you say to Pam Bondi on this point?
I say we're not violating federal law, and we are upholding Minnesota law. And if she disagrees, I'm sure she knows what procedures to follow to have this matter sorted out in a courtroom. You know, I think the president and the attorney general are wrong on the law. I think Minnesota has a right to write its own laws. There is a 10th Amendment for a reason. People used to call it states' rights, but at the end of the day, the federal government is a government of limited power. It can only do certain specified things. Other things are left for the states to do, and our state has decided to have a certain kind of procedure and work, you know, sports and athletics for youth a certain way. And, you know, what we're doing is comports with the law. And but if there's a dispute about that, I'm sure we'll sort it out in the way it should be sorted out.
Do you have any personal concerns when transgender individuals are playing sports and they obviously deserve protections, rights, respect, decency? But when you hear parents who express concerns where their daughters are playing in sports against individuals who transition and worry about an equal playing field, do you have any concerns about that?
Well, you know, here's the thing. Of course, I'm concerned about how Minnesotans feel, but I also think we need to dig into this and really find out, is there actually any advantage that a transgender girl has? It would depend upon a lot of things. You know, the fact is athletics are interesting. Genetics are interesting. Adolescent development is interesting. And I would rather just let people who are experts in these things make a decision. Is there any, is this something that we should exclude a group of students about from sports, right? I mean, what does the science tell us? And I think I'd rather do it more that way than just sort of based on anecdote or based on, you know, people's quote unquote common sense impressions. I mean, it's a serious issue. Here's what I also know. Chad, and I hope folks will care about this. First of all, the transgender community is less than 1% of the population. There's some stats out there that say 70% of Americans don't know anyone who's trans. I have some people in my life, friends who are transgender. I think there's about 4 or 5 of them who I know personally well. So that's actually not a lot. These folks, many of them grow up bullied. Many of them grow up dealing with depression and anxiety. Many of them are targets of assault. And I think that when they want to participate in a student activity, it's not about, oh, I'm going to be transgender so I can win a athletic competition. I think it's so that I can be a normal kid and just participate because I feel so unnormal most of the time, mostly because of my colleagues, but how the world makes me feel about. And so I think it's important to factor that in, too. I think it's important to say this is a persecuted group of people in our society, and why is the president adding to the stress and the worry and the pain and the suffering that they already go through? And so I think that's got to be part of the dialogue as well.
Two last points. This is Keith Ellis, and you tell he's under the weather, so we appreciate him joining us
on
Thursday. Yeah, good to know. Yeah, we've all faced it. It's no fun when it's going on.
Yeah.
What do you have any concerns how the Red Wing schools canceled an event where you were going to be a key part of it, honoring Black History Month, and they were concerned about significant disruptions?
Well, I think it's unfortunate when a disruptor can sort of get their way. I don't think that's the right thing to teach our kids. You've brought up some of our fellow Minnesotans who are Trump supporters. One of the big things they will tell you is that they want First Amendment rights. They want a freedom of expression. They want to say what they want to say. And they don't want to be canceled because of their opinions. Well, I just got canceled because of who I am. And so I think that, I'm not going to try to block you from saying what you want to say. You can say what you want to say. I might just disagree with you, but you can say it. That's sort of the American way, isn't it? But once you say, you know what, I'm going to stop you from even being heard, even though you're a duly elected official in the state of Minnesota and responsible, you know, to the people of the state, I think that's really deeply saddening. And I think that all of us need to ask a question. Should the bully get their way? I say they should not, but I know that other folks have to factor in safety. I'm not aware of what the level of the disruption was going to be. I don't know what the safety concerns were, but I will tell you this. I respect those school leaders. I think they did what they thought was right in the moment. My hope is that they will extend an invitation in the future, which I will gladly accept, and we will all have a fair exchange of views appropriate to the high school setting. That's what I have to say about that.
Let me finish talking about your feature, because sure. I'm already way over time for you and me. It was last year at the fair when a couple days before, Bob Fletcher, the Ramsey County Sheriff, said, Keith Ellison's going to run against Mary Moriarty. And when I asked you, and you know me, I asked you repeatedly, you said, I have no plans right now. I'm just concentrating on my job. But at some point, I'll make a decision about my future. So that was last August. Then a couple weeks ago, when Tina Smith surprised a lot of us and said she's not running for reelection, you were asked and you said, you know what, I'm going to have to think about this. And I'm going to let you know soon what I'm going to do. So now your name's up for two positions, the Hennepin County Attorney position, Senate seat, and you're also the Attorney General right now. What are you doing professionally moving forward? Let's make some news right here. What position is Keith Ellison running for next year?
Well, I tell you this. I like my job. When I come to a definite position, you'll be the first to know.
Okay. So you will break that news on this show, nowhere else.
Oh, you are so good at this. Sure,
I mean,
Dad, you got
I'll
me.
Be the first to know. Me. Okay. So
well, you'll be
you
the first
will...
to know other than me and my wife and
okay.
maybe staff.
But okay.
But outside of... My wife,
and
me, myself,
when will that
my wife,
be?
My staff. I haven't set a date, you know, for that. I know this. I really feel that what I'm doing now is very important work to be doing. I feel like I'm defending the Constitution. I'm defending vulnerable populations. I'm defending the rule of law. And I don't know if it's a good idea to leave this job at this time. I tell you this, how many senators have blocked a executive order that was illegal? I don't know how many senators have done it. I know a lot of AGs have. And so I can tell you this, I feel a certain urgency in this moment to do what I'm doing. But I still need to leave a little space to give myself a chance to make some decisions.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate coming on. I will look forward to you reaching out to me, and so we can make that announcement here. Thank you, Keith.
Who are the Vikings going to draft in the first round?
Ooh, they need. I think they need a center, a guard, a cornerback,
not a defensive tackle,
and a defensive tackle. So, can they get that guy who can play every position? That would be good.
There you go.
They have a few needs. Thank you, sir. The Attorney General with us. You can react at any point, including right now. 651-461-9226.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's Omicid.com.
The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, because we went so long at the AG, we got to go short here. We'll have fun with Jason. I'll get to a couple texts here. We don't need another partisan lefty as a Minnesota senator. Yeah, I mean, he's clearly a liberal. He's never hid from that. I mean, if you had to guess right now, Dave, is a Democrat going to win that seat compared to Republican, considering the history of this state over the last 20 years, wouldn't you go 90% Democrat at this point?
Yeah, it's kind of like betting against Mahomes and the Chiefs. You ever do it? Oh, darn it. Well, yeah. I guess I don't know.
I think we will see prominent, recognizable Republicans who are running for that seat who have a little better chance than Royce White.
Let's
go there. Okay. Among the Texans should watch out for Minnesota regarding Ellison. Well, that's what the Attorney General does, right? And if you're responding to laws which at the federal level you think affect Minnesotans, that's when you step in. I think people raise fairly valid points, though. Joe Biden was not shy in his executive orders. Okay. And if, wait a second, it's responding to Donald Trump on his executive orders, and there really was no response for Joe Biden, then you are saying this is aligning with your politics and it's not just the law. I think that's a fair point that people raised. And that's why I brought it up. You know, on transgender athletes, I've been clear on this. I think there are older sports where it is crystal clear there is a physical difference. And a conversation needs to take place, and at times rules and regulations. I also will add that I think it is effing pathetic, to try to make this as strong as possible, how bullied and disregarded transgender individuals are by many in this country, and how it has become such a large and phony fake issues for conservatives and some MAGA members to turn individuals who have transitioned into automatically awful individuals. Nancy Mace, top of the list. Megyn Kelly, right up there. Are there individuals who have taken advantage of this and have harassed and attacked people? Yes. an extraordinarily small amount. Extraordinarily small amount. And don't start with me that God doesn't make mistakes. Because you know what God has? God has citizens who murder, who brutally torture people, who are horrible parents. We have flawed individuals. An individual to me, and I personally can't identify with it, but an individual to me who is born a boy, but for his whole life, and not when he's too young, because that's absurd, but at some point wants to make a decision and live the life they want to live as a female, and they're like you in almost every way. Rest of their life, work, they have good days, they have bad days, they're empathetic, they're a jerk, whatever. And how we're isolating these individuals and ostracizing them. The sports conversation, for sure, we can have that. But the bullying and making political gains on this, I just think is awful. And it's bullying. That's what it is. Jason is next. That's it. We have 12 segments each day, and Jason helps us with two of those. I mean, so we got 60 segments. You help with two, and really, you help out with more than that, with a little crosstalk.
It's good. I am a giver. You know, I don't.
Giver.
I'm glad to be asked. That's a lie. That is a lie. But I said it so convincingly, I almost believed it myself, you know?
Yeah. Normally, when you tell a lie, you don't right away the first second afterwards say that's a lie.
Well, I just believe in being truthful to the audience. That's a lie also. My gosh. What is happening?
Maybe we should go back and forth and the audience has to guess. Truth or lie? Truth or lie?
The biggest segment, I've had such reaction to this segment I did last week, going after people for backing into parking spaces. Like, everywhere I go, every meeting I go, I get a text like, it's a one-way parking spot, so you won't have to worry about backing into the, you know, it's very, very funny.
Well, okay, so let's
do you back in?
Couple, well, you got to give me the scenario.
Well, the scenario that set me off was in a parking ramp where it's like you can't go around someone. You have no other option. You just have to sit and enjoy their performance as they try once, try twice.
Which performance are we enjoying?
Yeah, we're enjoying the failure of backing in. Like,
yeah.
If you're a superstar, I still think it's selfish and rude. But if you're... I'm a one strike and you're out if you're in a parking ramp. Like, if you back in, you can't get it done. Keep on driving, man. Go up one more level, find another spot. If you're in a parking lot like and no one else is around, you want to back in, who cares? That's none of my business,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Parking ramps, if in an ideal world, you can back in, so that's easier to get out. Because the parking ramp, let's say you're in one of the ramps at Target Center.
Yep.
And you would get there early to hobnob and to hope people would recognize you and, you know, yep, fawn all over you.
Correct.
You know, but then when you're leaving, of course,
hope
you would have valet or you would have a limo.
Yes, so this, yeah, usually.
In theory, this, you know, doesn't apply.
Does not.
But
no.
If you can back in so you can see, because it's a pain in the butt, the crowded parking ramp. Where you're not right away to the vehicle, and now you're trying to wedge your way in.
But again, this is a
use.
This
so
is,
much easier can wedge
yeah,
your way
of
in
course,
with a nod,
this,
with that fake wave.
This
you know?
Is a you problem. Like, just don't leave right away, or don't park in a ramp, park
okay,
in a
well,
surface.
Not
spot.
All of us can stay for 3 hours.
Why not? What do you have that's so important?
You got kids?
Nah.
You know,
you've left him for the game. Leave him for another 40 minutes. What's the big whoop?
Well,
everybody's in such a hurry. Just slow down.
We got stuff to do.
No,
I mean,
you
we're
don't.
Vitally,
Nobody
vitally
is.
Important.
No, my gosh. It's fraud.
What kind of parallel Parker is Jason to Russia?
You want the truth?
Yes.
Excellent.
Terrible.
Excellent.
Of course
Top
you are.
Tier. Okay. Top
Honestly.
Tier. My wife cannot parallel park. Kind of typical women driver, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Should she be allowed to drive? What do you think?
Well, yes. Yeah, sometimes I need her to drive me around. You know, I like I do like to be chauffeured. So it's this is one of these scenarios where my core values come in into conflict with my immediate needs.
Core values. Okay. Quote, end quote, core values.
Yeah, the core value of, like, women are terrible drivers comes in conflict. I don't mean this. I just need to say this right now before all the loons text in.
I think they're allowed to drive. I would say, you know, groceries.
How about voting?
You know, picking up the dry cleaning, you know, things like that.
So I do the parallel parking in our family.
Okay, so now wait a sec. So you're saying you're leaving the Grove down to one of your many other homes. You want Alyssa to drive, but then in case you parallel park, then Alyssa stops them or you switch spots and you parallel park.
That has happened, yes.
Is it like a danger to the car with Alyssa? Is it just a disaster?
She's just not comfortable doing it. It's not her favorite thing to do. So, you know, it's fine.
Can I say on my vehicle, I have a button where and then some other button I have to hit where it will parallel park me.
Yeah. Alyssa's car has that too. It's a little scary, but it's very good.
Okay. I forgot the buttons, though, so now I just, you know.
I'm shocked. The same guy who can't download Google Chrome to be able to do this chat on video.
I can't figure out which button is. But I'm going to say this. I think I'm a good, not great parallel parker now.
Yeah.
Driver's test years ago, Minnesota. We used to get points.
Oh,
you know,
in
Illinois, did you get points or just a pass?
I think we just got a pass. Like, I don't remember. I don't remember now. All I know is, like, I didn't have to have my dad or my mom, like, driving me around for 50 hours like you have to do in this state.
Yes.
Like, it was sort of you went to the class and then it was like, well, good luck to you. I don't know. Like, that was
it. Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Sounds like Jace is just a favor. Hey, here are the keys. Good luck to you. Figure it out. Okay. Yeah.
The texters are so mad. We could turn this whole radio station into a round the clock conversation about backing into the cars. And people get so fired up.
Okay, I haven't looked yet. Are they mad at backing in?
The people who back in, it's like a religion to them. They love it so much. It's superior. Why would they teach it in driver's classes? The insurance company at my fleet car manufacturer requires it. None of this has anything to do with my main point, which is it's selfish. It's all about you. You don't care about holding up the line.
It's not
It is selfish. Yes. What about it is good
selfish?
For anyone else? What about it is good for anyone else?
Okay.
It's only about
you. Are you really saying this right now?
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm committed.
Gandhi has joined the conversation.
I think it's selfish. What about it is good for me?
Okay. 651-461-9226. How do you rank these people as givers? Mother Teresa, Gandhi, Jason DeRussia. Text me and let me know. Your Linda's time check. It's 2:50. Time to get energy efficient Infinity from Marvin Windows and save 50% off installation labor. The backing in the car spot controversy has resumed. Okay, let me say this. Let me ask you, Grand Parking Czar. I'm going to the grocery store.
Okay.
And the parking lot is fairly full, but then there are the two spots which connect. Okay. And both are available.
Oh, yep.
And so I then drive through the first one.
Perfect.
To get to the second one. So in theory, it looks like I backed into it.
That's fine.
But I did not.
That's A-okay. It's a little scary.
That's allowed.
It's a little scary. Well, you're not inconveniencing anyone else. My disgust is not about the car positioning. I don't care about that. My concern is that if I'm waiting behind you and you're like trying to remember your driver's ed training to facilitate a 3-point backup in the middle of the roll.
Wait a second. You just told me before the break that what's the problem with waiting longer in a ramp when it might be, you know, 40, 50 minutes. Now you have to wait an extra 15 seconds in the parking lot, and that's inconvenient.
Look, I got no interest in your allegations of hypocrisy. What I am suggesting is that other people should be more patient and everyone else should not inconvenience me. I think this is a very consistent worldview. Very consistent.
Yeah, I mean, it's your world and we're living in it.
Would I prefer waiting for someone to back out of their parking spot after the event? Yes, because that's normal. Would you honestly have the guts? You're pulling in to Ramp A to go watch the Twins, and there's a line of cars behind you. You see your spot. You pull forward a little bit, which, of course, makes the person behind you pull forward, and then you throw it into reverse. Like, give me a break. It's rude.
Well, that goes back to the greatest invention, which hasn't happened yet, and it will come, and it will make billions, and I won't make any money. Messages on the front and the back of your car.
Love it.
In this case, it would say, excuse me, I'm going to pull forward and then back into the spot. And then the person would respond and say, thank you very much.
Right.
I mean, that's when we'll have that communication. Because, well, that happens too on the parallel park, right? The parallel park
can be dangerous.
And it can be, and they are jackasses when they get incredibly mad. We had a situation out here. Thursdays, Palm Springs, tonight, it's packed because they shut down their main drag. Like, Nicollet Mall should do more of this. Like, Thursday nights in the summer. And they got all sorts of food trucks and things to buy. It's really cool. Well, about 500 million people try to go there. So I was there a couple weeks ago trying to find a spot. We gave up, and then, boom, somebody pulled out. And I parallel park, and I executed it. One time, boom. The guy drives by me, gives me the finger as he drives by because I parallel park.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
I mean.
It's tough.
What was I supposed to do?
I know. It's rough. People, you know, Chad, have I ever backed into a spot? Yes. Have I ever parallel parked? Yes. I just try not to be a pain for other people. That's all I'm asking.
Apparently, you do that at 4 in the morning when you used to work the CCO morning show when nobody was around.
That's a reasonable behavior, I think. I guess it's, you know, you may have heard the Catholic Church is looking into two people in the Twin Cities for sainthood. And
you think it should be three?
I'm not one of them. I didn't read the article.
Maybe it's both of us.
I assumed it was you and me.
Yeah.
St. Jason has a nice ring to it, I think.
Where would you work that in on the Twitter and Instagram and other?
in the profile.
Go early? Would you go Jason Russia or would you go St. Jason Russia?
Oh, I wouldn't put it in the title, but it would be like, you know, it'd be like WCCO radio host, Minnesota Monthly food critic, believer. You know, optimist, positivity,
yes.
Father, husband, saint.
Above or below DeRusha seeds.
Yeah, right. Well, I'd have to link to like a couple of partners probably, and then at the bottom I'd be like.
Listen, if you can make some dough off it, it'll get a little higher. But if it's not a moneymaker, I'm sorry.
Now, this texture is correct with the one.
I got to say with the pork industry.
There is a negativity, a negative aspect to the pull-through in driving. Yeah. That if there is someone, I have done that before, and I have also been victimized with this before, is you're getting ready to pull into a spot, and then you see some. You know what I do in that circumstance, though? Just back right up, back up into the original spot.
You're a giver. Listen, moves like that are why you're considered for sainthood.
A lot of people are talking about it.
Yes. You know what I say? If you execute the pull through, you're there. I don't think you have to back up.
You think? Wow.
Arrogant.
Wow.
Arrogant. If you beat them to the pull through, it's your spot, right?
That's why you're Mr. California. You don't care.
Yeah. I care about my fellow Minnesotans.
Yeah, except if it takes 15 seconds out of your day.
Well, yeah, hurry along.
Yeah, hurry up. Jason and 3 hours of backing your car into the spot is next on CCO.